I don't know. Never heard of this. This is new.
Looks good.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are doing a foreign world this week. Yeah. It is. I never heard of it. We're just literally
like a two-parter.
Yeah, we're literally just going down the, you know,
the portal, the hentai stream.
No, we're just going down the list of AVNs I have.
AVN rabbit hole.
So here we go. Preferences. Don't know if there's any music. Don't really know. This is by...
Did it have something about blurring the background?
3.5. This is version 7.2.
Dr. Paul's MD. What?
Special thanks go to that. Most of the music is from Pixabay. Developer is Highborn Tiger. And Foreign World is also on Steam. So let's get started. 2 hours after sunrise. The group has to take a break. They've been running for hours. Only few of their members are used to so much physical strain. The bodies of the rest are repeatedly breaking down. Luckily, they have a healer, otherwise they wouldn't have gotten this far in just one night. Tracy is looking at the rising sun. She hasn't explained what happened yet, but it's also not hard to guess. The castle has been attacked. Nathaniel has taken over. The old man is dead, and the other generals are dead. Their friends have either been killed, or they're now serving a new man. Even though all this is apparent, they still haven't heard it. As long as nobody said the words, it hasn't happened, right? Sadly, the healer of the group breaks the silence. We are far enough away. What happened? It sounds like a simple question, but revisiting the events of the night is everything but simple. Nathaniel had his fun. That much Sally could guess. What's more important to her is... The old man? Tracy shakes her head. Sally immediately understands. She can't hold back her tears. Esther tries to drive the conversation forward. Sally is the one to speak up, but it's not like the other members of the group aren't curious. Is there a plan? To live. That's the plan. Monique is confused. She didn't necessarily think that her life has been in danger. Did Nathaniel kill everyone? I don't know. Then, if you consider becoming his wife, ask Aurora how that will turn out. No, I just thought... I don't know what I thought. What's your ability, Lucy? Amber's ability is that she can process information at a much faster rate than others. If anyone can figure out a way of the situation, it's her. The question she's asking Lucy doesn't sound random. It's like she's figured something out and wants to confirm it. I don't have an ability. Everyone has one. I don't. What does this have to do with anything? Aurora doesn't know Amber. She doesn't understand that Amber is probably going somewhere with her question and that she doesn't just needs to wait and listen. Why don't you have an ability, Lucy? Do you know? Yes. And? Lucy hesitates. The old man pitied you, a lone girl, confused and scared, stranded in a place she neither knows nor understands. Everyone in this world has an ability, you don't, but that's not possible unless you're not from our world to begin with. Is that true? Even if, it doesn't matter. The old man wanted me to find a way for you to return home. Actually, he wanted me to reinvent a long-forgotten technology that allows you to travel between worlds, but he probably wanted to use it for you. You guys will figure it out eventually. There isn't much good left we can do in this world. Why not flee to another, then? Worlds. Do you even hear yourself? That sounds like nonsense. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out where to aim so this technology isn't just a fancy way for an assisted suicide. If the old man had told me about you, you might already be back in your world by now. I can use you as an anchor. Tracy cuts in. Amber has a tendency to lose herself in her theories and sometimes make things appear more realistic than they are. Are you still thinking, or is this already a real possibility? Amber understands what Tracy is hinting at and tries figuring out if there are any holes in her plan. 2 weeks. Again, Amber stops to think. Yes, give me 2 weeks. We can travel to her world. 2 weeks later. It's time. We need to throw him out now. Sure, I'll go and tell him. What's he trying to forget anyway? How would I know? You're the one that always talks to people when they're drunk. There you have it. What do you mean? He's not drunk. Did he tell you his name? Yes. What's his name again? Grim! Yeah, I heard it. I'll be on my way then. That's too much. The rest is a thank you for putting up with me. You're my easiest customer. You know what I mean. No, I don't. I'll see you in a few days, then. How are you getting home? With my car. Be careful.
What? Oh, no. 120 kilometers. What is that, like 60 miles an hour? here comes the fuzz. Go down to
right.
30 kilometers.
30 kilometers. I forgot to close my blinds. Maybe I should have put up some curtains instead. Okay.
Pretty nice dig.
Yeah.
For a drunk. What does he do?
Well, he isn't drunk.
Masturbate for OnlyFans or something?
Shit. That was weird. Interesting. Different. Today's the day she'll call. Probably. She's gonna explain things. That's the least she'll do. Maybe when I reach for the next plate, I turn and she'll be there. She probably thinks I'm angry, though. If she avoids me because she's scared, I should do something to show that I'm okay with her coming back. Wouldn't make sense for her to give up on me now. Allow your thoughts to wander or just keep working?
Well, I'm doing what?
You look tired. No, this is nothing. Oops. Well, maybe I could use a break. Fiona giggles. Was that the last one? Will you offer me what you're holding if I say yes? Depends. On what? Fiona inhales sharply. I think I forgot. Did you? Are you sure you had something, or were you just saying it depends because it sounded cool? Depends. Fiona laughs. Does it sound cool? Very. Thanks for bringing me a snack. You didn't even taste it. What do you mean? I'm tasting it right now. I couldn't wish for anything sweeter. Fiona breaks away. I'm hungry. Me too. Did you just steal my strawberry? I would never allow you to get away from a kiss.
Kisses her with her eyes wide open like a dead fish.
So, what will it be? You think you can do anything, don't you? If I can't kiss my fiance, then I guess I'd be a very sad man.
Just like a woman, too. Oh, so you can just get away with kissing
the too woman bad.
That you promised to marry and give half your shit to if it didn't work out?
No more kisses until after lunch.
Yeah, if you want any of my berries, you'll get to kiss it.
Don't look at me like that. I'm serious. Okay, one more, but make it quick because I'm starving. Ah! It's the last one. I have to make it count, right?
What about?
Are you done?
Well,
you lift up a strawberry as a peace offering.
I can see why he's going to marry her.
Fiona laughs and happily accepts your sacrifice.
She's so opening. Damn it, woman. Let's get into this. For some pussy payments on that ring I'm getting.
Hey there, do you need some help with that? You look pretty alive for someone that's supposed to have died 3 years ago. Death isn't what it used to be, right? They say if you want a job done well, do it yourself. I missed you, man. I'm glad you're not dead. I'm glad I'm not dead either. So, what brings you here? I wanted to see an old friend, of course. And that's the only reason? I was surprised to hear that you pulled out. I'm glad you decided to walk away. I always believed that the life we chose only ends one way. It seems like I was wrong. What about you? Did you walk away or was your death just a cover? I'm not working if that's what you're asking. 3 years ago I was too hot. Too many people were looking for me, so I needed to disappear for a while. You called 3 years a while? As far as I know, they're still looking. Who are they? Clay shakes his head. Doesn't matter. If I wanted to burden an old friend, I would have done so long ago. I have a good life right now. There's no need to change a running system. It's not as nice as yours. Yeah, I said that right. It's not as nice as yours, of course. I think I said it wrong that time. Anyway, how have you been? Where is the lucky lady? Oh, I don't think I can do this anymore. This time it's you who shakes his head. That bad, huh? Are you still in shape? Why are you asking? I might have some personal business in the area. Nothing big, but it'd be nice to have some backup I can rely on. A job for old time's sake? Are you in? Don't get your hopes up. There's no pay. For you? Of course I'm in. Monday, 1:51. Sweat is running down the side of your face. Even though it's the middle of the night, the temperature is still fairly warm. It's not why you're sweating, though. Goodbye, Clay. It's been a long day. Sad that it had to end this way. Another person from your past life is gone now. He's not the first. He won't be the last. It's what you signed up for. But you thought you would no longer have to see it happen. After all, you are retired. Looks like you were naive. Did we make it? I don't know. We're in a forest. Guys, over there. What? Somebody's watching us. An animal? It's a man. One of the women collapses as they are still trying to make out your silhouette in the dark. Sue, I'm alright. It's just... you're bleeding. Hey, did you move? Don't come any closer. I can help. I said, stay away. Oh shit, run away. Aurora, don't. Luckily, you were able to see the flame coming and dodge to your right. What the fuck was that? You breathe heavily. Fucking hell. Aurora, stop. Tracy, don't kill him. We might need his help. A man can't be killed that easily. We made it to the other side. Don't let your feelings cloud your judgment. Did she attack him? I felt the heat. She did. Are you all right, sir? Be careful. He could be dangerous. He's like me. He's probably scared out of his mind right now. I don't know. He looked more surprised than frightened. Maybe you killed him already. He would have screamed if she hit him. Are you alone out there? Four? No, there are five different voices. No way I can take them on with this little information. If they're similar to the flaming woman, I'm outmatched. Whoops. He's saying... no, even the one with the burning eyes might be too much to handle. I'm coming out now. Uh-oh. They're just girls. Who are you? Lucy? He wouldn't believe us even if we told him the truth. Wouldn't you know they were girls just from the voices? So he's no exception. Even after he saw Aurora just now, I wouldn't risk it. What happened? I don't know, but it hurts. Can I take a look at her? Are you a healer? Healer, she probably means doctor. It's hard to pinpoint the accent, but English isn't her first language. No, but I've had my fair share of wounds. Then please help us. We can't trust him. No, probably not, but Sally isn't here. Hey. Oh. Hello, stranger. It's your leg, isn't it? Yes. Does it hurt? A little. Can you move it? I don't know if I should. What's your name? I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours. My name is Grim. Grim, that sounds nice. I'm Sue. Everything is going to be all right, Sue. Anne? She should see a doctor. At this time, the only option is to take her to a hospital. What's a hospital? A place where they heal people, but only with technology and medicine. I see. Ask him if he has a car. You know that I can hear you, right? Yeah, I parked on the road over there. I even have a medical kit, but it won't be enough for her wound. It should be looked at by a professional, especially since I think one of these branches ripped open her leg. Can you drive us to the hospital then? A car has only 5 seats. You'll have to sit on top of each other. You look around, but to your surprise, you only find 4 people. Never mind, we should be fine. I thought I heard more voices. Can you help me with Sue? I don't like it. We don't know him enough to give him our trust. I agree. But he also doesn't know us and still offers his help. He might want to trick us. It doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Of course it does. No. Look at Sue. Sally won't be here until tomorrow, and I don't think we should take the risk. That's... maybe you're right. Go and guide Lucy. I'm coming with Sue and Megan. Press H to hide the text box. You can change its visibility under preferences. Monday, 2:07. What was your name again? Grim. Interesting, my name is Tracy. Tracy, nice to meet you, Tracy. I have a question. I'm happy to answer. Is this Fox your friend or something? Do you want to pet her? So it's female. She is just a bit self-conscious about her appearance. She probably didn't want you to see her in her other form. What do you mean? Oops, I shouldn't have said that. Said what? Lucy? Why do you always ask her for help? I'm not sure I'll be able to explain things to you. And she is? She might be better at sympathies with how you feel. Lucy? What is it? I want to confirm what you said. Can you try and explain who we are and where we came from? He might even be able to accept it if he hears it from you. It won't make a difference who's saying it. You probably shouldn't start with Megan, since I believe we don't have anything similar here. Okay, then. You've already seen what Aurora can do. The one that is trying to murder me with her gaze? Don't worry, she understands that we need you until Sue is safe. That's not too reassuring. I saw the fire thing she did earlier. You people don't have abilities here, right? On Earth, where we are from, everyone has one. They are all different and more or less powerful. Are you from a different planet? Sorry, I guess I should have led with that. If you ask Amber, it's the same planet but a different universe. Who of you is Amber? She's not here yet. We can only go 3 at a time, and then the device must recharge. So you're a scientist that wants to explore a new universe? No. You're not trying to kill humanity, right? We're refugees. Oh. Where are you running away from? It's complicated. On our Earth, there was war. Not many survived. I'm sorry. Don't be. The war ended before any of us were born. We're just trying to escape the world that was left behind after. Do you guys see this? Another car. We have to be near a big city. There have been maybe 10 cars. Hardly a lot. Not exactly. I guess I should warn you then. There will probably be a lot more people where we're going. And many of these cars were 2 people. More than this? How many people live on your planet? Something between 7 and 8 billion. You're kidding, right? Lucy? I was a kid. I told you I wasn't sure if it was right. Why? How many are left where you're coming from? A bit over 100,000. In America? What's America? I mean on the entire globe or in just one of the countries? No, there are only a bit over 100,000 people left on the entire planet. There is a city about a 30-minute drive away, with close to 1 million people living there. That's unbelievable. Can I ask you something else? Sure. What's her name? Do you mean Megan? The Fox. Yes, that's Megan. Is she an actual girl? She is. I hope that's not too strange for you. Believe me, right now I'm pretty open-minded about these things. Listen, we're going to drive into the city now. We'll be at the hospital in a few minutes. I'm going to take Sue and 1 person inside. The rest should wait in the car. Why? You've raised too much suspicion. Who's going to come with me? That would be me, then. Lucy, Aurora, and Megan, would you please stay behind? We'll be back soon, right? Please don't destroy my car. I can put on some music if you'd like. We'll be all right. That's good to hear. Monday, 2:16. Well, we are here. Tracy, can you help with Sue? You're good with names. Just sawing logs over there. I think I can walk. Don't strain yourself. Must have been a hell of a tree. We have to wait for a bit. They'll send a doctor as soon as possible. That sounds good. You don't know what a doctor is, right? I'm unsure if we have the same definition for the word. I see. How are you holding up, Sue? I've been worse. But it's sweet that you're cornered. Just lay back for a while. I see your wound isn't deadly, so if they have an urgent case, then it could take longer. Grim? Yes. Thank you for saving me. If you weren't there, there's a chance I would have bled out before we reach anybody that could help us. Your wound isn't that bad. The worst thing that could have happened is that the entry would have gotten infected. It's nothing. Everyone would have done the same. Not where I come from. Thank you, Grim. Don't mention it. Tracy, what? You said you could go through the portal 3 people at a time. I only counted 5 of you, and I already included the fox. Please call her Megan. She's also one of us. You're very perceptive. We are currently missing Esther. She came here with Lucy and me, but we've been separated. What happened? A few hours after we arrived, we were spotted. Esther lured them away so Lucy and I could escape. They took her. Who are they? You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea. Lucy said something about the government. What's her deal? She seems to know a few things about my Earth. She is from here. I thought she came here with you. She did, but she's originally from here. How is that possible? We don't know. I think she was 10 when she snapped to my Earth. Before that, she was born and raised on the planet we're on right now. A 10-year-old could easily forget the difference between a million and a billion. What? Do you actually have billions of people living on this planet? Yes. Sue, am I right? Yes, that's right. She has a wound on her inner thigh. Do you have a last name, Sue? She's not from around here. There's no health insurance if you're asking because of it. And you are? Wealthy enough to pay for any treatment she might need. Is she your girlfriend, wife, or sister? She's just a good friend. A friend, you say? Are you gonna help her? We don't turn away people that need our help. Thank you. Let me see. Yes, the wound was dirty. I disinfected it and put on a bandage. But you've already removed the bandage? Yes. What caused the wound? A branch, I believe. I see. We need to clean it properly, and I'm afraid we should sew it up. I'll send you a nurse. She'll be here in a minute. And Doc? What is it? I know it's a suspicious wound. Can we maybe not inform the police about it since it was kind of my fault she hurt herself? It was a stupid accident. You know your stuff. Have you ever worked in a hospital? But I'm afraid I can't do that. It doesn't look like she was involved in a stabbing or something similar, which is to say I wouldn't worry too much. I doubt they'll even call you to follow up on it. Okay, thank you. What was that at the end there? I tried to avoid any attention. You'd want to lay low if you're actually from a different planet. If? Does that mean you don't believe us? It's not a story you hear every day. You've already seen Aurora. We have ways to create fire. This doesn't prove you're from another planet. What about wings? Wings? Oh. Wow. Would this be proof enough? Was that really necessary, Tracy? Did I go too far? Lucy warned me that even this could be overwhelming. You say it like having wings isn't a big deal. You should see what Aurora can do then. The one that threw the fireball at me? She was holding back. Wow. Is this the right room? I'm here to clean a wound. Oh, I like your cosplay. Cosplay? Thank you, they've been working on it for a while now. Too bad the day ended like this. You're not dressed like people from around here. I see. Can I leave Sue in your hands for a second? I'd like to go and tell the others about the situation. Depends. On what? Can you confidently say that you would be able to make your way back without me? Eh. Both of you just go. I'll be fine. Are you sure? Looks like I'm in capable hands here. Capable and soft. The nurse blushes a little. I'll be done in a few minutes, but you don't have to stay. Okay then, let's go and tell the others. Monday, 2:43. Get out of the car! That's not good. What? Aurora, stay calm. What are you doing? I want to see your hands. Do what he says, Aurora! Too late! Wow. What the fuck? I didn't want to shoot. I didn't... Give me the gun. Grim, I thought I knew this car. Is he your new partner? Yes. I didn't think he jumped a gun like this. Good thing he missed her. Did he? What do you mean? Are you hurt, ma'am? Calm down, Aurora. I'm fine. Thank God. Grim, what is this mess? I only know that we're supposed to detain the people inside your car. Believe me, the situation is well above your pay grade. Let me handle it. So it's true you're the real deal? It's gonna be complicated, though. It's not like we recognize you guys. They call it our department, and we were in the area. Is backup coming? Probably. We have to go, then. Can you buy us some time? Of course, man. I owe you one. Tracy, get into the car. What's going on? I'm gonna get Sue. Hopefully they're done now. Okay. You call a number you still remember from when you were an agent. The call gets redirected to a former acquaintance. Are you working tonight? Grim? Yeah, it's me. I'm kind of in a hurry. I need to lose a trail. Can we exchange cars? Morris puts you on a speaker. It sounds like he's running to his computer. Where are you? I'm currently in the parking lot at the hospital. You hear him typing. The parking garage on Bull Street in 15 minutes? Make that 20. Do you want me to make your car disappear? No, just buy me some time before I have to offer an explanation. See you there. Pack your equipment. They have eyes in the sky. Helicopters? Satellites. Which country? Ours. I know what you're thinking. Just keep it to yourself. Hey, I didn't say anything. You hang up the phone and quickly go to pick up Sue. Okay. So, right in the midst of the action, we are going to end it here. So if you guys like A Foreign World, you need to check it out on Steam at itch.io. It sounded pretty cool. I was getting into it. Things started off slow and weird, and I didn't understand it. But now that things are starting to really take off, I'm kind of into the story. I think it's good so far. I'm very interested in these girls, their abilities, and what else is going on with these planets, right? So if you want to check that out, you can get it at Steam, itch.io, or you can support the creator on Patreon. So I'm out, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more great AVNs. Stay tuned.